when I was floating up there. And you see it right there. It's like your home, and then you get this new definition of what that means.
A private report finds consumer confidence dropped sharply this month, posting the biggest decline in 4 years. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
Consumers aren't feeling great about where the economy is going. Particularly, I was reading through the release. They think inflation is going to be 6%. We're at 3% right now, 6% in a year.
A Missouri woman charged with trying to defraud Elvis Presley's family by allegedly moving to auction off Graceland has changed her plea to guilty. Wall Street, the Dow is down 23 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. A fire at the Denny's in Mount Pleasant was likely caused by a malfunctioning light fixture. There were no injuries, but the restaurant did close temporarily. They had to shut down early yesterday. A 71-year-old Pleasant Prairie man faces felony charges for allegedly keying a Tesla in a Costco parking lot. It was captured by the car's surveillance system. Police say James M. Jefferson was identified using that car surveillance footage. His bond was set at $1,000. The trial of Robert Crimo III has started in Waukegan. He's accused of killing 7 and injuring 48 during the 2022 Fourth of July parade in Highland Park. He faces over 100 charges in Lake County, including 21 counts of first-degree murder. Storm spotter sessions have been planned for April in Racine County. They'll be held at the Gateway IMET Center in Sturtevant April 17th. There's more on the Racine County Emergency Management website. And several Racine County swimmers have reached the podium at state. You can read all about the outstanding local athletes at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers' spring training continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers trying out players and adding familiar faces like Mark Canna, returning with a minor league deal. He could serve as a DH or first baseman. The Brewers losing to the Mariners 12-8. On Sunday, left-handed pitcher Aaron Ashby struggled in his first outing against the Rockies, coming off shoulder surgery from nearly 2 years ago.
Even though it's frustrating, frankly, everything felt pretty good. I felt a little bit of rush, maybe a little adrenaline, just getting back out there for the first time. But healthy.
College basketball, the Badgers back in action at the Kohl Center against the Washington Huskies. Greg guarded practice after Saturday's overtime loss to Oregon.
It will be a good learning experience for us if it hasn't been already. We've gone through the film. But then you got to flush it. As I said to the team, I said, we didn't have a parade last week when we beat Purdue, right? We're not going to have a funeral today when we lost. You have to keep it in balance.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny and still unseasonably warm today with high temperatures reaching the upper 40s. Got rain rolling in overnight tonight and lingering through early tomorrow morning, and it could be mixed with a little bit of snowfall. Otherwise, it'll be a mostly cloudy day with highs returning to the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Harvey and the rest of the story, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com. Or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, in 30 seconds on WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The rest of the story. Just as John's life was beginning, it was ending. He was 30, and he was dying. Only 3 years before, he had graduated with a master's degree from Emmanuel College in Cambridge. That same year, he inherited some land and some money. A few months later, he was married. So here we have John, well-educated, financially secure, in love, a life of promise ahead of him. Something else, John had made a new home for himself and his bride in America. But then, not quite a year later, he became ill with consumption, they called it then, and now he was dying. If only he had a child to carry on, a living legacy, perhaps the end would come a little easier. But John and his wife had no children. In fact, his entire family name would accompany him to the grave. What was there left that he might bequeath to the world? There was, of course, his money, not all that much, really, and his remarkable collection of books, classics, theology, general literature, more than 400 volumes he had brought with him from England. So John looked all around him through eyes already growing dim, and what he saw was a school. He saw a tiny, burgeoning, struggling little school holding classes in a modest frame house. Now, 2 years old, already on the way out, financial troubles mainly. My, how grateful that little seat of learning would be for just a little cash. And John had more than a little. And also he could contribute his books. And so was John's last will and testament drawn, that half of his estate and all of his library would go to that little school which was holding classes in a modest frame house. September 14, he was dead. Almost a century and a half before there were states to be united, John was a newcomer to America. His record of admission to the colonies is dated August 1, 1637. 1 year and 43 days later, in his so recently adopted land, he drew his last breath. The family line ended with John. There was none to carry forward his name. And yet, because a little school was dying at the same time as was he, his name lives on. There would be no sons to beget sons of the American Revolution, nor daughters to sow the first stars in our flag. The blood of all of the patriots spilled and saved would have to be derived of other lineage, and yet John's legacy became one of the cornerstones on which America was built. That small struggling school about to go under, to which John bequeathed his library and half of his estate, £779, 17 shillings and tuppence, and in gratitude for its renewed life through John's death, the gift of a newcomer, that tiny institution embraced John's last name as its own. The young man of 30 whose future was gone, yet whose last wish for immortality came true, was John Harvard. And now you know the rest of the story.
Holy smokes, John Harvard. I never knew his first name. And that's Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story, heard twice daily. Two different stories every Monday through Friday. The first at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen, and then again at 12:05 here on WRJN.
Until happiness is just an illusion. Radio Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Chose names to make me blue. With make it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
Righteous Brothers. With Dan Marcus here, a reminder, Don Rosen, our morning guy, has more tickets tomorrow so that you can go to the Wisconsin State Fair and see Gabriel Iglesias, the fluffy guy. Yeah, more free tickets to see him August 7th at the State Fair. Tune in to Don Rosen tomorrow on WRJN.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy the Rinse Straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Howell with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Martha and the Vandellas did Dancing in the Streets. So did Mick Jagger and David Bowie, for that matter. But we play the originals around here. We have upgraded our news coverage. We've teamed up with Racine County Eye. We'll give you the headlines. They'll give you the details at RacineCountyEye.com. Here's some of those headlines now from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom on WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine County Health Department had to inspect the Denny's before they could reopen. The restaurant closed early yesterday following a fire. The South Shore Fire Department says it was likely caused by a malfunctioning light fixture in the soffit. No injuries were reported and damage was confined to the area around the light fixture. Storm spotter sessions have been planned in Racine County. If you want to be better informed about the weather, the session is April 17th at the Gateway IMET building in Sturtevant. The two-hour event is organized by Racine County Emergency Management and the National Weather Service. It'll teach about severe weather and safety protocols. It's open to the public with more information available on the Racine County Emergency Management website. Wisconsin wallets are some of the hardest hit when it comes to property taxes. That's according to Wallet Hub. Brittany Merlot has more.
The study says Wisconsin ranked 8th in the nation for the highest taxes despite having the 20th lowest median home value. Wisconsin residents pay nearly $4,600 in annual taxes for a median home value, which is significantly more than the national average of about $3,000 per year. Illinois was the only Midwest state to rank higher on the list, paying a median home average of nearly $6,800 per year.
Some swimmers from Racine are some of the best in the state. The Racine County Eye today has a recap of the WIAA State Boys Swim Championships, where several Racine County athletes earned their way onto a podium. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny and still unseasonably warm today with high temperatures reaching the upper 40s. Got rain rolling in overnight tonight and lingering through early tomorrow morning, and it could be mixed with a little bit of snowfall. Otherwise, it'll be a mostly cloudy day with highs returning to the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
WRJN. Uptown got its hustlers. Bowery got it bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim. A walker here, bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, my money back. And everybody
say, Jack,
don't you know that you don't
tug on Superman's cape, you don't spin into the wind, you don't pull the mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.
Ba-do-do-da-da-dee-dee-dee-dee. Well, a hush fell over the pool room, and Jimmy come popping in an awful street. And when the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the floor. Oh, oh, oh. Saying you don't
tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
Mm-hmm. If Big Jim got his hat, find out where it's at. It's not hustling people strange to you, even if you do got a two-piece custom-made bull cue.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Just too much violence in those songs. You don't mess around with Jim. You don't spit into the wind. I mean, come on. Maybe it's not violence. Maybe it's just common sense. WRJN.
Slow down. You move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling flowers growing, ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do-it-do-do, feeling groovy, groovy, groovy.
Feeling groovy, feeling groovy.
I got no peace to do, no promises to keep. I'm baffled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you. All is groovy.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. This song changed the direction of the Beatles, I would say forever. Here's Yesterday on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Good dream, like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with. So I just decided to myself, I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it. And did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of. A love there is no cure for. I think I love. Up against, I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
WRJN with a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget from Elvis coming up on Oscars Week with the Nuggets about an hour from now. This is from, well, let's just say one of his lesser movies. And let's leave it at that. But it's a cool song. It's going to be fun to play this one. About an hour from now, Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget from Elvis on Oscars Week with the Nuggets on WRJN.
Our record energy costs, putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
the Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it fouls.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, and local boys high school basketball, Westosha Central at Waterford, Thursday night, 6:30 is the pregame. Hear the whole game here on WRJN.
Trees.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Somebody the way I love you. To love somebody the way I love you.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. As President Trump targets DEI, a major tech company will not ditch its diversity programs, as we hear from CBS's Jason Brooks.
Apple announced that its shareholders rejected a proposal which urged Apple to drop its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives that are opposed by the Trump administration. Amazon, Meta Platforms, Walmart, and many other large corporations have already scaled back or entirely dropped their DEI programs. Costco shareholders, on the other hand, recently rejected a similar proposal.
A private report by the Conference Board shows consumer confidence plunging this month. CBS's Kelly O'Grady says it's the largest drop in 4 years.
We're starting to see these big companies, which are often economic bellwethers for the consumer, saying even though we provide need-to-have items, we're expecting a little bit of a slowdown.
21 civil service employees resigned today from Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, saying they refused to use their technical expertise to, quote, dismantle critical public services.